Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. Arkansas Realtor Commission Survey, AVG 5.66%, Feb 2026. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents reported that Arkansas real estate commissions averaged 5.66%, which is below the national average of 5.70%. For AR professionals, this latest local benchmark can help calibrate pricing conversations, listing strategy, and compensation expectations. Use this AR commission benchmark from the linked report as a current reference point before adjusting fee discussions. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. Arkansas Real Estate Commission Rates, inside the Calibri Guide. This source is a Calibri guide that explains average real estate commission rates in Arkansas, how commission structures work, negotiation tips, and alternatives to traditional models. AR professionals can use these insights to negotiate commissions more effectively and choose fee structures that better fit local client needs and market expectations. Review the options in the guide and apply them to your next AR transaction planning and pricing conversation. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. Arkansas Property Record Search. AR owners, deeds, permits, and liens in one place. Arkansas Property Record Search on Arkansas Property Checker is a resource to find AR property records, including owner information, permits, purchase history, and deed, tax, loan, and lien records. For AR real estate professionals, centralized access to these records supports faster due diligence, clearer title context, and stronger transaction support. Use the link to validate ownership, permit activity, and encumbrance details for AR properties before advising clients. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, 4 documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent 2 annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.